This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again, good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quisharoo, Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Kate Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman. Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Werman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with the travel. Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
An unexpected early start for high school basketball on this Saturday night. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. New Bremen hosts Rushi. Both teams lost last night. Should be interesting what prevails this evening. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Afternoon game today. Fort Lauderdale girls were beaten by Ottawa Glandorf by 5. And the Rushi girls were down by Marion Local. Understand that was an 8-point margin at Rushi. 10-1 Rushi Raiders, 5-2 New Bremen Cardinals go at it here this evening. Ought to be a superb basketball game. Each team wanting to rebound after setbacks last evening. Rushi was knocked off at Jackson Center, 65-63 at the Den of the Tigers. Meanwhile here, New Bremen was edged out by a point by Coldwater on a long last-second three-pointer. New Bremen nipped by 1 right at the wire. Understand a couple New Bremen players came up ailing during that game. Aaron Tiemann was hurt. He will start, though, tonight. There is a good chance Hayden Zeller won't play this evening. He's 6 feet 5 inches tall, a junior. Good big man for the Cardinals. He may be missed in this contest tonight. Chuck, very, very curious to see how Rushi responds and how New Bremen responds.
Well, yeah, both of them coming off losses. Both of them, I mean, New Bremen coming off a heartbreaking last-second shot. And Rushi just really, in the third quarter, they made kind of a game of it. They got it under 10, but for the most part, it was Jackson Center's night. And the Raiders looked totally opposite of what we saw on Tuesday night at Fort Loramie.
Rushi's sticky defense and well-rounded offense will have its hands full with a New Bremen attack tonight led by Aaron Tiemann. 15 points per game. He, Alex Holman, and 6'5 Hayden Zeller, if he does play, are all shooting about 50% on the year. Tiemann and Dylan Bambauer excel behind the arc, hitting better than 54%, or I should say 44% of their shots. And playmaker David Holman paces the team in assists. Numerous stalwarts on this Cardinal football squad of 2022 are key members of the 2022-2023 New Bremen basketball roster. A trio of different scores for Rushi, by the way. Braylon Cordonier, Hayden Quinter, and Zane Chappie have topped Rushi in scoring
in its three most recent contests. The Raiders will need that kind of balance tonight. It didn't happen last evening. And head coach Spencer Cordonnier needs more energy to start this game this evening. Jackson Center took the attack to Rushi last night, Chuck.
They did. The one place that you can look at and know that Coach Cordonnier was happy with was the effort, because the effort was there. It's just that, man, their shots were off. You could tell that Shappy was having trouble getting space to shoot it. Reese did a great job on Cordonnier last night, made him, he'd score only from the free throw line, basically had two baskets. So they ran into a really determined Jackson Center team. And tonight, you know, we talked about this. It's basically now, I'm not saying Botkins or somebody can't upset one of the top two, but for the most part, you're going to have each one of them with one loss winning the league.
Right.
These non-league games now are going to, what's going to be people be talking about to decide the seeding between 1-2.
Yeah, you're providing information about the Piqua Boys Division IV sectional. Hard to tell. Too early to call. Yeah, Rushi's got a game with Marion Local last Saturday night of the regular season. That's after the tournament draw. Both Fort Loramie and Jackson Center have got games with Marion Local before the draw. All three of those schools have other important non-league games. Of course, Jackson Center's got to go to Fort Loramie yet. And you never know, Botkins could be a spoiler in this whole thing.
Well, you got Carter Plyman. If you got Carter Plyman, you got the ability to beat somebody, because that kid could put 30 on you if he has the right night. And the other kids are getting better. You know, they're so small. And his brother Colton is coming along. I think that's a possibility, but right now the top two obviously are Rushi and Jackson.
Insight about the New Bremen Cardinals. Head coach Corey Stevens in his fourth year as his club in the Wapakoneta District. It plays in the Northwest Regional. Would not meet anybody in the Shelby County Athletic League until the state Final Four. That, of course, includes Marion Local in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And it is going to be quite interesting to see how all of that does play out. New Bremen getting a late start to the basketball campaign, only 7 games in the books. Football state championship this past December, the second in 3 years. How about that for Coach Schmidt and the New Bremen community?
It's amazing, and it hasn't been that long ago that they were talking about dropping football because it's an expensive sport. Yep. They weren't very they weren't very good at it, but they made the decision. They found out if they dropped football, the MAC was not going to keep them in the other sports, so they decided to keep it, and boy, did they make a good decision.
Very good crowd filing in here at New Bremen. Love this gym.
Yeah, it's a nice gym.
Got the New Bremen Cardinal red and the gold with a little hint of brown to it all over this gymnasium. It is a pretty sight to see, that's for sure. And we expect the gym to be maybe 3/4 full by tip-off time. Early start, we apologize. In fact, a lot of the media folks were caught blind, not knowing that the varsity tip-off would be a full hour ahead of schedule. And it is. We'll probably tip at about 6:30 or so.
Yeah, man, I'm okay with that. So.
We're going to return and have more information when we come back. JV game, by the way, was won by New Bremen. It was a close encounter. Came down to 2 possessions in the final 30 seconds. The Cardinals hung on, nipped Rushi in the preliminary tilt. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're back in a couple minutes from here at New Bremen. New Bremen hosting Rushi tonight in boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago, because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at New Bremen. Cardinals dropped a one-point heartbreaker to Coldwater last night prior to losing it last evening. New Bremen had beaten Versailles by a score of 70-40. Put a whooping on the Versailles Tigers. Down to Lida 65-46 and a 60-36. Hardin Northern 70-35. Defeated Delphus St. John's in the opener December 16th at Delphus by a score of 40-36. Only loss suffered by New Bremen was the second game of the year for the Cardinals on December 19th against St. Mary's. So New Bremen comes in at 5-2. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders had reeled off 10 straight victories, including the opening game one-pointer against Jackson Center, 42-21. 10 in a row until last night before losing in the return match to Jackson Center. In those 10 triumphs, Rushi was averaging a winning margin of 27 points. That came to an end last night when Jackson Center turned the tables on the Raiders and won 65-53. Looking down through this New Bremen roster, you see so many Cardinal players who were on the football squad roster. Teeman, Elkin, Zeller, Ben Saylor, Alex Holman, David Holman, Evan Eich, Dylan Manbauer. These are rugged football athletes. They've shed the shoulder pads by now. They've gotten the basketball legs under them. Athletic Director Chad Wells, Chuck, told me yesterday He thought the Cardinals would have a pretty good basketball season once they made the transition from the gridiron to the hardwood.
Yeah, and I mean, they're athletes,
right.
So they're going to be good basketball players after playing their football season. They're going to miss Zeller tonight, a 6'5" junior. He would have maybe been a real thorn in Rushi's side because sometimes they struggle with the size.
Yep.
But, hey, he's not here, so they're going to have to make do.
We're going to take a break. We'll return in just a couple of minutes. National anthem upcoming, and then starting lineups. We'll have the opening tip for you in about 3 minutes from now. New Bremen entertains Rushi. Should be a hard-fought interconference matchup tonight. Rushi from the Shelby County Athletic League and New Bremen from the Midwest Athletic Conference. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team located in Jackson Center, Ohio. Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Rushi area sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, plus Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn, new location East Main and Rushi. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, as we noted, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Key building components from Francis Schulze. A winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Provide the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. Key building components as well. A lot has to do with the mental state of mind. Tough losses last night. Raiders lost the first game of the year. Unbeaten string snapped. New Bremen topped on a three-point shot by Coldwater at the buzzer. How will these two teams react? Should be a good, feisty defensive game. Three-point shooting is a strength of each team. These are the key building components for Rushi and New Bremen. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Opening tip to start the game is won by the New Bremen Cardinals, which began with Aaron Thiemann at guard, 6 foot junior. Cooper Scheib, 6 foot senior out front. Alex Oman, 6'2 senior to wing. David Holman, a guard forward, a 6'1 senior. Evan Eink in the middle, a 6'3" senior. Here's a good drive by New Bremen to start. Slipping into the lane is Holman. Fadeaway shot, no good. Sit back is good. Evan Eink on the board, and New Bremen takes a quick 2-0 lead. Rushi Raiders go with the typical starting five. Zane Chappie, Hayden Quinter, Braden Monin, Braylon Cordonier, and Xavier Flippo. Here's Monin, far left wing, sends a pass to midcourt for Cordonier. Gets wide of the mark, goes over and back. Good defense by New Bremen, which cornered Rushi.
They came out in the half court. They're playing zone and they're trapping.
Well done. Caught Rushi by surprise. Miscue right out of the chute. New Bremen Cardinals, the home white, the gold numerals with just a tint of brown in that gold, and that unique New Bremen Cardinal red striping on the side of the shorts. Rushi's got the blue road, top to bottom, gold numbers. Baseline drive by New Bremen, tipped away out of bounds, off Rushi last. Inbounding baseline right is David Holman for New Bremen. Pitches on the arc to Eink. Eink back to Holman straight away. Ball lob baseline right to Evan Eink. Eink's pinned on the baseline. Can't shoot. Feeds the driving Thiemann. Back to Eink for a long three. It hits the back iron. Rebound down to Braden Monin to Rushi. Long heave up the floor to Quinter. Quinter pulls up. Baseline J from 10. Swish! Quinter connects. We're tied at 2.
Quinter's the only one that had any kind of a real offensive game last night.
Yeah, he was in some flow for certain. Nobody else was for Rushi, which was out of its element thanks to Jackson Center most of the night. Here's a shot missed by New Bremen. Scrum for a loose ball. Raiders have got it. Tied at 2. We played nearly 2 minutes. Quinter over the timeline. Now Braylon Cordonier. Ball whipped in the left corner to Braden Monin. He hoists up a 3. It skids off the rim. Rebound opposite side, but Quinter in and out on the floater. Followed by Quinter. No good. Boy, a lot of jerseys up on the backboard. New Bremen finally comes away with it. Thiemann dumps it down to Cooper Scheib. Scheib hurls up a triple. No, off the back rim. Long rebound to Rushi. Chappie down the floor. Blew the layup. Rebound baseline left. 8-footer. Good. Quinter off to a good start for Rushi.
Well, he is a streaky player. That's a good for him to start the game hot.
4-2 Raiders, 5:29 to go in the first. David Holman, top of the key. Gives it up deep right corner to Alex Holman. At the elbow on the left to Evan Ike. He's got a little crease down the lane. Lays it up. Back iron. No good. Taken off by Braylon Cordonier. Braylon to midcourt for Rushi. Nobody stops him. Out of control in the lane. Lost it. Got it back. Threw it to Shappy right corner. Back to Braylon in the lane. Out of Braden Monin. Baseline left. Twisting. Turning. Out of the arc to Shappy. He guns from three-point land. Swish! Shappy from long range.
He didn't get any really good looks last night without a hand in his face, and that really affected his game.
7-2 Raiders, 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a New Bremen drive from the left flank. Rushi gets there late, and it's a defensive foul. 4:45 left here in the opening stanza. Shappy gets a breather. Monin comes out for Rushi. It's almost like a mid-first quarter hockey substitution drill for the Rushi Raiders, who are deep. Ball inbounded for New Bremen. Deep left corner, three, launched by Scheib, short. Long rebound, Rushi. Raiders start up the floor. Foul, New Bremen reaching in.
So it's hockey to go. 7-2 is a pretty good score in hockey.
4:40 to go here in the opening period. Rushi in the lead. The Raiders have come back to score the last seven. Quinter's got the ball, far right wing. Skips it to Braylon Cordonier. Benjamin York in off the bench here at the start for the Raiders. He was very good in a substitution role last night. 6'3", sophomore, wing player. Out near the timeline is York. He coughed up the ball, sprawled to the floor, got it, threw it on the play to Felix Francis's end, and recognizing the Raiders are out of sorts, head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. 4:15 to go, first quarter. 7-2 Rushi over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Raiders inbound. Hayden Quinter left unguarded. He's open. Jettisons up a long three. Barely catches front iron. Long rebound to flex back out to Vince Borchers, who's in. Ball whipped into the left corner to York. York skips it cross court to Quinter. Shot fake. Drives. A lot of contact. What do we have? Travel call against Quinter. Could have been a foul. Might have gone either way. Yeah. New Bremen gets the break.
Didn't argue too much.
3:52 left, opening period, 7-2. Rushi's defense has held the Cardinals to just one bucket. In fact, New Bremen, in its last six or seven possessions, has come up empty. Head of the key, David Holman, below the foul line. Bounce pass, baseline left to Scheib. Flipped on top to David Holman. David, a 6'1 senior. Hits a cutter down the lane. It is Holman to Scheib, right back to David Holman, up and good. Beautifully
nice
done.
Go. Yes, sir.
Fine teamwork. 7-4, Rushi up three. Benjamin York on the arc for Rushi. Good hedge out high, but Ben Saylor is in, 6'1 senior. On top is Borchers. Now Braylon Cordonier, 25 feet away, bounce pass to Quinter at the Cardinal logo at midcourt. Quinter being picked up on the play by Gavin Schrader, who's in, 5'8 senior guard. Oh, a takeaway, steal. Ben Saylor ripped it right from a Raider. He bolts down the floor to the rack, missed it, no good, but he is smacked from behind, and he'll get two shots for New Bremen, which trails 7-4, 2:49 to go, opening quarter. Ben Saylor at the free throw stripe for the home team. Couple of dribbles in the air. Got it.
7-5 in favor of Rushi. Xavier Flippo, who started the game and then got a breather, back on the floor for the Raiders. Second free throw, Sailor of New Bremen. He rattles that one in, and it's 7-6. 1-point lead for Rushi. Midcourt, Vince Borchers. Borchers on the bounce. Vince, a 6'1 sophomore forward, delivers the ball to York in the corner. Fired inside to Francis off his fingertips, and it goes out of bounds. Pass a little hard to handle. 7-6 Rushi, final 2:33, opening stanza. Dribbling up the floor, Sailor for New Bremen. Fires down the left side to Carter Elking, 6'2 senior forward. Both teams have played 8 or 9 players so far. Wild pass. Picked off on the play by Braden Monin of Rushi. Down the floor on the arc to Borchers. To York in the right corner. Tries to feed the post to Francis. Raked away by New Bremen, and it goes out of bounds. 2:10 to go, opening period, 7-6 Rushi. Each team a loser last night. Coldwater came into New Bremen, won on a last-second three-pointer. Final difference in the game, a single point. Rushi thumped the 12 at Jackson Center, 65-53. Braylon Cordonier flips the ball out back to Braden Monin, out of Chappie, 25 feet away, out of Monin. Chappie again, high right. What's New Bremen defensively, Chuck? Looks like a zone of some kind.
Yeah, they've been in a zone, and then every once in a while, if you go to the corner, they're coming to trap you.
Here's Ross Fissinger in now. Throws to Chappie, deep right corner for the Raiders, who are skip passing against this zone, trying to free up an open shooter. It's Flippo, far left corner of the court, off the iron. Rebound down to New Bremen. Three try by Flippo. Didn't go. Cardinals have a chance to take the lead. 1:30 left opening period. Baseline drive. David Holman muscles to the iron. No good, but a rebound stick back is in by Holman. Good play by David. Showing his stick-to-itiveness right there. Outstanding football quarterback. Superb defensive player. Made a big two-pointer right there to give New Bremen the lead, 8-7. Chappie straight away for Rushi. Long, high archer, front rim, backboard, front rim, count it. Three-pointer, soft touch. Feather-like shot by Chappie, 10-8 in favor of Rushi. Deep in the left corner, Aaron Tiemann starts a drive, throws on the arc to Carter Elking, dumps it down inside, intercepted. Nice steal by Felix Francis, up to Chappie for Rushi. He dribbles between the legs against the zone. Ball thrown to the post. Flipped to the cutter. Francis down the lane off his fingertips. New Bremen's got it. Out ahead to Ben Sailor in the corner. 30 seconds to go. First quarter. 10-8 Rushi. Here's Aaron Tiemann at the foul line. Slides a pass into the lane to Ike. Ike powers to the rim. Two-pointer and a foul. Rushi got him on the arm. Ike is strong. Outstanding lineman on the football team. Very good linebacker on the state championship Cardinals. Chance for a three-point play here with the game tied at 10 and 22 seconds to go in the first.
Look at his calves compared to the other young men out there on the. You can tell he's a football player.
I've got calves that thick.
Yeah, you do.
They're all flab. Free throw up and in by Evan Ike. He finishes off the three-point play. 11-10 New Bremen. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Braden Monin, now Chappie. They work laterally against the zone. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Chappie fakes a 30-footer. Needs a screen from Cordonier. Gets it near side to Monin. 28-foot shot. He bangs it in with 2 seconds to go. New Bremen flings a long 60-footer off the backboard. Big goal by Braden Monin as he chucked in a triple to beat the buzzer. Rushi up the 2, 13-11 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted
roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, 13-11. Rushi over New Bremen after one. We start quarter number two. Chappie straight away for the Raiders. Gives it up to Braden Monin. Monin rammed in the long three ball with a couple seconds to go in the first quarter to give Rushi the lead. Here's an errant pass down to her left, out of bounds. New Bremen will have it.
That's six turnovers now for the Raiders.
Zone defense makes passing a little more difficult at times.
Well, Quinter got in the middle that time. They surrounded him. He tried to throw it out to the corner. It was just a little low.
Here's Aaron Thiemann between the circles, dribbling. Dribbling, picks up his dribble. Gives it up on the plate to Aaron Eich, or I should say Evan Eich. Thiemann, by the way, leads the team in scoring, a little over 15 points a game. Fine three-point shooter. Came up ailing a little bit in the game against Coldwater last night.
He hadn't taken a shot yet.
New Bremen still works it around. Here's a drive into lane by Dylan Bambauer. 6'2 senior. Flips it up with the left hand. Good. Nice play, Bambauer. Long three quickly from the left corner by Rushi. Braden Monin missed it. Rebound top of the circle. New Bremen stolen by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi. 13-13 tie. Errant pass by the Raiders. Another miscue. Ball thrown to the trailer. Bambauer. Bambauer for New Bremen. Dives down the lane. He's upended on the play, going toward the basket. Whistle, foul. Let's see. Two shots for Bambauer. He and Thiemann lead the club in three-point shooting. Better than 40% marksmanship. Bambauer at the stripe here. Two free throws. Chance to lift New Bremen into the lead. It's no good. Off to the right. Second shot upcoming. Cutaway Styling Salon, located at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. One free throw missed, one made by New Bremen. Then a long three-pointer by Chappie of Rushi goes in and out. Rebound Cardinals. Strong pass to midcourt collision right in front of us. Foul Chappie of Rushi. 14-13 New Bremen. 6:26 to go here in the first half. Briefly at halftime, for a minute and a half or so, we'll have Chad Wells on with us, athletic director of the New Bremen Cardinals. Dribble drive down the lane. It is Alex Homan of New Bremen, hooks a pass to a teammate. Ball is pried loose. It's a jump. New Bremen signaled a timeout, but no chance.
Well, it's their ball anyway, so why waste a timeout?
Exactly. Arrow favors the Cardinals. Referee uses his black shoe to mop up a little wet spot at the foul line. 6:14 to go, second quarter. 14-13 in favor of New Bremen. Rushi had a 7-2 lead. Cardinals came back, went in front 8-7. Nip and tuck since. Here's a deep left corner three by the Cardinals. Oh, it swirled around the rim and came out. Alex Homan could not get the ball to trickle in. Rushi snatched the board. Foul line, Cordonier. Out back to Chappie. They let him go. He feels it. No good. A little hard on the long three. Rebound, Braden Monin. Baseline left to Chappie, and he spilled. Looked like a football clip applied on the play by Aaron Thiemann of New Bremen. With 5:53 left here in quarter number two. 14-13. Cardinals lead by one.
For the Raiders, number 22, Vince Porter. Number 11,
Chappy out. Cordonier out. Borchers in. Francis in for Rushi. Ben Saylor back on the floor for New Bremen. Baseline left. Playmaker. Hayden Quinter for the Raiders. Good inbounds pass. Low in the right to a teammate. Excellent shot fake. Then the layup is good. Well done by Braden Monner of Rushi. And he draws a foul to boot. Chance for an add-on here. He's at the stripe. 15-14 Raiders. Good looking inbounds play, Chuck.
Yeah, they ran it. It was screen to screener.
Free throw, yes, by Braden Monin. And it's 16-14 in favor of Rushi. We're at the 5:51 mark. Second quarter of play. Boy, got a big shocker in college basketball today. Arizona getting thumped by Washington late in the game by 15. Who would have thought?
Go Bruins.
First, they played just a week or so ago, I think, in Arizona. That's what happens when you collide with the same team twice in less than a week.
That's it. Going to Washington, going to Oregon, those are tough places to go play, and they have been forever.
Bruce, you're saying the same thing about going into Jackson Center in New Bremen.
So far they are.
Yep, we've got a little bloody spot down on the hardwood in the foul lane at the Rushi shooting end. Brief delay, 5:51 to go, second quarter, 16-14. Rushi in the lead, but two. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. So dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Here's a quick trigger, a missed three by Rushi, then a turnover by New Bremen. The Raiders fire a long three in and out by Quinter. And then New Bremen busts down the floor. Collision occurs. Offensive foul.
Vince Porcher stood in there and took it. Good job.
Way to go, Vince. That was a New Bremen football move right there. 16-14, two-point lead, Rushi. 5:17 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc, high left. It is Vince Porchers in the left corner, Braden Monin. Now Hayden Quinter outside the arc on the right. He is being picked up on the play by Ben Saylor. Into the post to Braylon Cordonier. Hand off to the cutter into the lane. It's Braden Monin. A little leaner. In and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound down to New Bremen. Two-point game. Low scoring second period. Outside the arc with the ball, David Holman. Hemmed in momentarily. Got to give it up. Does so in the corner. Goes on the play to Dylan Bambauer. Thrown back out of the arc and into the Rushi bench. Out of bounds.
Good pressure defense that time. They, New Bremen could not get into their offense at all.
16-14. Rushi. Chuck, what was the score after one quarter?
13-11.
Wow.
Rushi was up 13-11.
So we've had six points total in quarter number two in 3.5 minutes. The defenses have taken over. A little sloppy at times. And I think the defenses, being so tenacious, are causing some of the mistakes. Here's Borchers to Monin, 25 feet away, against the zone defense of New Bremen. Quinter outside the arc on the right. Hand off behind him to Monin, who thought about the 28-footer. Did not let it go. Back to Quinter in the extreme corner. Baseline drive to the rack for two. Quinter saw an opening and took advantage.
Now you can, if you can get along the baseline like that, that was a heck of a nice drive down the lane, and he gathered himself well.
18-14, Rushi in the lead. Shot fake, Ben Saylor. Gives it off to David Holman. Somebody lost a shoe on the play. Down the lane, David Holman feeds baseline. Back out on the arc to Cooper Scheib. Good good decision by the official. He saw that loose shoe and knew it had to belong to someone playing on the court.
Well, I'm assuming he made that choice. Secondly, he had to allow that to play through to see if New Bremen was going to get an easy basket out of it before he could blow the whistle and stop play to put the shoe back on.
I remember the year, I think 1984, Keith Byers, Ohio State.
I was there.
It's about a 70-yard shoeless touchdown run
against Illinois, and I was ready to leave. It was 24 to
nothing
at one point.
Yep, it sure was. Ohio State came back and won it.
I was disappointed. I wasn't the homecoming queen.
Nearly over and back on New Bremen as they throw it in. Steal on the play by Rushi. Oh, look at that play down the floor. Raiders make a driving layup. Monin to the rim. Foul from behind. He was belted. Saylor picked it up. Count the goal from Monin. Rushi up six. Led 1-7-2 in the first couple minutes. Monin a chance here to push it to seven. He was drilled on the backside. Goes for the three-point play. No good on the free throw. Rebound down to the Cardinals, Alex Holman. Ball thrown out back to Gavin Schrader. Aaron Thiemann not on the floor. Conceivably, that ailment he suffered last night. He got nicked up a little bit, and he has seen off and on action so far in this game. Turnover to Bremen. Baseline left. Good block by Rushi. And the ball bounced off the arm of the Cardinal. Out of play.
I think Thiemann, he's sitting down there by the
right trainer.
Yep. He's not even down towards the end of the bench.
6-point lead, Raiders. New Bremen already missing Hayden Zeller, 6'5 senior, strong player for New Bremen, injured last night. And as I noted, we knew that Thiemann might go short time this evening because of an injury he suffered last evening. He's on the bench. Nearly a steal by New Bremen. Now loose ball at Rushi's end. Recovery by Monin. Far side of the floor, Cordonier. Baseline 15-footer. Off the ring, no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Carter Elking up the floor. New Bremen stuck at 14. 5 minutes have been played here in period number two. A 3-point second quarter for the Cardinals. Out high, it's Cooper Scheib. Handoff on the play to Gavin Schrader. Weave is on. Ball dealt to Eink. Eink from the left flank pulls up in the lane. Leaves it behind him for a teammate. Here's a long three in the air. It skids off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by the Rushi Raiders. I think that's Keaton Putoff, a 6'2 junior in off the bench. He launched that three for New Bremen, missed it. Rushi with a chance here to go up by 8 or 9. Leading by 6. 2:20 left, first half. Open player Borchers outside the arc on the right. Off the iron, long board to New Bremen. Quickly down the floor, Schrader to Eink, head of the key. Borchers guarding Schrader. Cardinals logo, midcourt. Crossover dribble to the foul line. Ball flipped behind on the play to teammate Cooper Scheib. 20 feet away here, Schrader wants to drive on Borchers. Gets in close, 10-foot fadeaway short. Good offensive rebound by the Cardinals. Possession still alive. Ball thrown to the corner, out of bounds to Rushi. Good defense for the Raiders, up 6.
Good rebound by Eink, and then he couldn't go up, so he tried to throw the ball out. Threw it into the seats.
6-point lead for Rushi, 20-14. Sometimes, Chuck, you don't know what you're going to get on Saturday night. Interconference game, two clubs from two fine basketball leagues, but sometimes on Saturday evening, one or both teams might be a little bit off. Is that how you read it this evening?
And for Rushi, they're playing at a JV time.
Exactly. Early start. We apologize. Caught everybody by surprise in media row. Rushi's Borchers missed a 15-footer. Fast break, New Bremen down the floor of the lane. Shot pumped up off the rim. No good by Putoff. Long board to Rushi. 1:17 to go in the first half. Rushi up 6. Ball thrown in the lane to York. York leans in, shoots a 7-footer. Short, no good. Rebound off the glass for New Bremen. Low-scoring second quarter. Cherry picking at the other end. Catching and scoring is Putoff. Wow. Good pass, a bullet thrown to him by David Holman, who's the top assist maker on this team this year. 20-16, Rushi by four. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Ball lobbed to Quinter, right corner. Hits the cutter. Cordonier down the lane. Shot, no, but a foul on New Bremen. A couple free throws for Cordonier.
I think that's a slip up.
I'm sorry, 34, not 24. 42.9 left here in the second quarter. 20-16. Rushi in the lead by four. Raiders a chance here to extend it to eight. Flippo eyes the bucket, swish on the foul shot, 21-16. I said a chance to extend it to eight, I think. I should have said six. Do your math right, Jack. Under a minute left, second quarter of play. Second shot, Flippo dips the knees, on the money again. 22-16 advantage for Rushi. Here comes New Bremen to midcourt. On the bounce, it's Cooper Scheib. Scheib head of the key. Gives it up right side for teammate David Holman, who cut toward the corner. Ball went behind him out of bounds.
Yep, he threw it where he was, not where he was going.
33 ticks left on the clock, late second quarter. Rushi with a 9-point quarter. New Bremen, 5 in the second period. Here's Quinter. Here's Shappy. Back to Quinter, 35 feet away. Telegraphed a pass to the post, picked off by Ike. Ike explodes down the floor in the lane. Left-hand shot missed. Rebound Rushi. 13 to play. Long throw to Cordonier. Look at him go to work. Driving, shooting, and scoring. Traylon Cordonier lifts Rushi to an 8-point lead. 5 seconds in the half. Darting down the lane goes New Bremen. Collision near the rim. It's going to be a shooting foul for Cooper Scheib of the Cardinals with 2.4 to go in the second period. Biggest lead of this game, Rushi, 24-16. Under 3 seconds to go in the second. Cooper Scheib at the stripe for the Cardinals. And he flips in the free one to make it 24-17. Rushi will be taking the ball out of bounds on a made free throw if it goes in with 2.4 to go in the second period. Swish on the second shot by Scheib. Let's see what the Raiders do. 6 ticks remaining. Backcourt to Shappy. He's at midcourt. Straight away to Monin. He got it off. No good. It's to the right. And the first half closes. Rushi Raiders lead the New Bremen Cardinals 24-18 after 2 quarters of play. I'd like to remind you all about one of our fine new sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Are you looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Halftime score, Rushi 24 and New Bremen 18. Rushi led by 2 at the end of 1 by a 13-11 count. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory is fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. 8-point lead, Rushi at the break, or I should say a 6-point lead, Rushi at the break, 24-18. Our halftime report presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, Rucci has a 16-12 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it 9 times. The Cardinal turned it 7. The Bremen 6-7 from the free throw line. Rucci was 3-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Cardinal, they had Eink had 5, then they got 4 out of Homan, they got 3 out of Bambauer, then they got 2 each from Saylor and Scheid, and a young man that I'm not sure who he is, number 15,
put off,
okay, and he had the other basket. He wasn't on my roster.
Yeah, Keaton put off, a 6'2 junior, came in, looked good.
Yeah, he did. He had a nice putback. They scored 11 and 7, 18 for the first half. Rucci led by Monin with 10. And then they got 6 out of Shappy, 4 out of Quinter, 2 each from Cordonier and Flippo. They scored 13 and 11, and 24-18 is the halftime score.
6-point lead, Rucci Raiders. That is our halftime report. Brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's SCHNIPPEL, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And we welcome you back here to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. About 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Rushi, New Bremen playing an interconference matchup here tonight. Rushi in front of 6. Both teams coming back off losses last evening. I'm joined here at the half by Chad Wells, Director of Athletics at New Bremen. What an amazing football campaign. Great volleyball season. State champs in both. A number of the football players fill out this basketball roster. Talk about the experience this year in 2022-23 at New Bremen, Chad.
Oh, yeah, it was an outstanding fall. You couldn't ask for much more. The kids, the coaches, the community, it was just phenomenal how they supported one another. The football run provided some interesting weather conditions that was quite adventurous at times.
After about 10 Fridays in a row of gorgeous Friday night weather, we had snow squall after snow squall in the month of November.
Yes, we had beautiful weather for 10 regular season games, then a couple rounds of the playoffs was nice, and then it turned into a snow globe for a couple weeks. And credit to our band director, flags, all the support staff. They weathered the storm as well. The volleyball team had a phenomenal season. One defeat on the year, and Diana, congratulations to her. She was named the High School National Co-Coach of the Year this year by the ABCA, which is an outstanding honor. And now the MAC has two coaches that have garnered that award. So for a conference our size, that's pretty phenomenal to have two of those in the last 15 years.
A tough question. It would seem to me that the success of one program may benefit another program which wants to match the excellence that's already been completed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, success breeds success, and the culture here that Mr. Overman, our high school principal, and Mr. Schrader, our superintendent, have helped foster, and everyone else on staff, it's just been outstanding, and it's a very good culture and environment, and the kids are very much bought in.
Chad Wells, Director of Athletics at New Bremen, thanks for joining us here at the half of Rushi New Bremen basketball.
Hey, thanks, Jack, for all you do for sports in our area, and we enjoy having you guys here at New Bremen.
A lot of fun. We'll have you on during the post game for about a 30-minute report afterwards.
Will do. I'll have my blower in hand and disrupting you as much as I possibly can.
We're all set to go here third quarter tonight. Rushi and New Bremen. It's the Raiders basketball leading by 6, 24-18. Quinter gives it up out high to Chappie. Chappie, deep left corner to Quinter, tries to enter into the post, does so to Cordonier. Ball rotated baseline right. High arching 16-footer by Flippo. No good off the flange. Rebound pulled down by New Bremen. 6-point lead, Raiders, 24-18, after leading 13-11 at the end of one. Deep in the left corner with the ball for New Bremen is Evan Ike. Ike hits a cutter along the baseline, intended for Bambauer, kicked out of bounds by Rushi. Important, I think, for New Bremen, Chuck, to hang close. Don't lose touch with Rushi. The Raiders get a 10-11-point lead late in this third quarter. That's big.
Yeah, I mean, they shoot to just pull it out against this zone and make them come play man-to-man.
And New Bremen, little sloppy right now. Errant pass down to her left, out of bounds. Rushi possession up 6. Chappie at midcourt for the Rushi Raiders on the bounce. Right side to Braden Monden. Here comes that zone defense collapsing on Rushi. Long throw, cross court. Quinter catches. Ball skipped back to the near side to Shappy. Right corner, Braylon Cordonier. Shappy again, nice into the lane. Oh, hits a cutter, short corner, low in the left. Layup, good by Braden Monden. What a dish.
Excellent pass by Shappy.
8-point lead, Rushi, 26-18. David Holman, top of the circle for New Bremen. Same pass as we saw seconds ago by the Cardinals. No one home, left corner. Ball rolls out of bounds.
I need you to put a uniform on the one cheerleader down there because he keeps throwing her the ball.
Now Rushi trying to take advantage and push the lead to 10. It's 8 right now, 26-18. In among the trees, Quinter flips out back to Monden. Open look, 3-point land. Yes! Braden Monden on fire.
15 for the young man here.
29-18. 11-point lead, Rushi. And the New Bremen Cardinals head coach Corey Steven needs a break, a timeout, respite for both teams early on second half. Rushi enjoying a cushion of 11 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, thank you so much to Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open from 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Well, after the New Bremen timeout, the Cardinals misfire on a three. Rushi's got the ball at midcourt, up 11. 2 minutes gone, second half. Trying to turn the corner, Quinter in the lane. Bounce pass low in the right for Flippo. It's picked off, intercepted by David Holman. Holman down the floor, pulls up, missed a short bank shot. Rebound up, in and out. Tough break for Ike. Long heave by Rushi, intercepted by Holman. Here come the Cardinals into the forecourt. Swish! Evan Ike from downtown. 29-21. Lead is 8 for Rushi. Had been 11 with 5:40 left in the third. Big bucket by Ike. Gets New Bremen off the side. Rushi's defense has been excellent since a late first quarter. Here's Cordonier, top of the circle. Quinter left open. Jump shot by Quinter, three-point territory. Bingo! He's got it around and around the rim and right down through the cylinder.
That's what they mean by flushing it down.
Boy, he did that. 11-point advantage, Raiders 32-21. Rushi spikes the ball out of bounds at midcourt. And on the far side, it will be thrown in by the New Bremen Cardinals. Inbounded on the play by David Holman. Holman gives it up to Cooper Scheib, drives into the lane. Rushi rakes it free, picked back up by New Bremen. Little give and take on the arc. Cardinals throw it around. Here's David Holman. Fakes right, goes left, foul stripe into the paint. Gives it up left corner for the three-point shooter. It's Elking. It sprays off the rim. Long board to the Raiders. The trailer Cordonier spots up and shoots the three. Bingo! He's got it. And it's 35-21. Another three for the Raiders. 4:25 left in the third. Rushi pushes it out to 14. Dribble drive, baseline left, David Holman. He is pinned to the baseline. Can't get free, almost lost it. Gave it up to the three-point shooter, Bambauer. No. Rebound, Rushi, quickly down the floor. Foul line, Jake Winter. Got it for two more. Raiders have blistered the Nets here in the third to lead by 16. New Bremen spots up and overshoots the three. It's Ike. Rushi off and running. Here comes Monden down the floor. feeds left corner, baseline drive, Quinter. Quinter to the rim, another bucket.
Wow.
The streaking Raiders have opened it up, 39-21. I sensed early on, third quarter, it might be coming. And Rushi has swollen the advantage to 18 points midway through the third, 39-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Chuck, what is it? Breeman not playing with the intensity of Jackson Center last night, or is Rushi on its game this evening?
Well, combination. Breeman's not as good as Jackson Center, and Rushi playing better than they did last night.
Cardinals inbounded. Rushi in the lead by 18. This was a 13-11 game after one. And it was only a six-point contest at the half. Oh, what a pickpocket by Shappy at midcourt. Took it right away from Ike. Driving layup. Got it for two more. 41-21.
And they are basically playing without their 6'5 kid, Zeller, and Demon has not played since the first quarter.
Yep, you're so right. New Bremen missing 6'5 Hayden Zeller. We highlighted his absence in the pregame and during the first quarter. Tiemann did start. He suffered an injury last night, but he couldn't go for long this evening. 41-23, good cut to the rim, and a drive to the basket shot made by Alex Holman of New Bremen, who completes the three-point play. He was fouled in the act of shooting, and it's 41-24. 3:15 to go here in the third. Here is Quinter, top of the circle, hangs on, gives it up to Cordonier, shot fake, goes to the short corner, doesn't shoot, back out high to Shappy. Shappy retreats to the Cardinal logo. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Rushi 41 to Bremen 24. Cordonier foul line, herky-jerky move in the lane, off balance, makes it.
For the first 5 minutes here of the third quarter, Rushi's got the same young men on the floor. I like that because they're playing so well.
43-24, 19-point spread, Raiders. Dribble drive, Schrader for New Bremen in the lane, bounce pass intercepted by Shappy. Rushi back on the attack. Leading by 19, 2.5 to go, late third quarter of play. Shappy on the bounce, gives it elbow on the right to Flippo. Timeout called by Rushi, leading 43-24, 2:25 left in the fourth. Or I should say in the third, my mistake. Early start tonight. Tip off about an hour ahead of schedule. We were surprised. A number of media folks were not alerted, but we are on the air well into this game. And deep into the third quarter, Rushi leads New Bremen 43-24, breaking open a tight game at the half. Big splurge by the Raiders in period number three. I'd like to remind you all about Myers Tavern, a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those who come to us from towns all around, Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Come to us for a snack or a full meal. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers Tavern, 693-8271. 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers. 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Possession, Rushi, 2:25 to go in the third, up 19. It's been as much as 20.
And they have sub four people into the game now.
Vince Borchers into Benjamin York. York's got it 35 feet away. Now Quinter. Quinter roams through the top of the key, down the left side of the lane. Strong to the rim. Good defense by New Bremen. Shot blocked out of bounds by the Cardinals.
Quinter, the playmaker, outside the lane on the left, lobs in the paint area to Felix Francis. It's 6'5", goes up and gets it, tries to make a teardrop short. Rebound down to New Bremen. 19-point game, 43-24. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Cardinals trailing, trying to hit a hot offensive streak and make this interesting. It was only a 6-point contest at the half. Deep three, left side of the floor. Yes, poured in by Alex Holman, 6'2 senior, right on the money. Brucey's lead is 16. Here's Borchers, here's Quinter. Deep left corner, Benjamin York. Angles through the paint, baseline right to Quinter, cut off. Back to York in the paint area, tries to square up and shoot. He's in there too long. 3 seconds on York.
Checking into the Cardinals, number 44, Dylan Mombauer.
1:28 to go here in the third. 16-point lead, Rushi, 43-27. It's been as much as 20 at 41-21 just a couple minutes ago. New Bremen will bring it down. On the floor, York and Borchers for Rushi, along with Ross Fissinger, Quinter, and Colby Monens in the middle. Shot fake behind the arc by little Gavin Schrader of New Bremen. Ball swung into the right corner. It goes on the play to Carter Elking. Elking to Schrader, steps back, guns the three, short, rebound down to Rushi. Ball fired up to York, who spots up on the arc, doesn't shoot. Minute to go, third period. York gives it up to Fissinger, now Quinter. Near side, Borchers, knifes through the lane area, bad pass intended for Monin, picked off by Elking. Elking for New Bremen, down the floor to Schrader. Out back it goes to Scheib. He's got a lane right down the paint. Missed the shot. Foul, Rushi. Not sure I saw that one, Chuck. But
yeah, he got him on the arm, did he?
New Bremen gets two. Down 16. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Cooper Scheib at the stripe. Ames on the first free throw. And puts it up and in. We've now got a 43-28 game in favor of Rushi. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Yeah, look at a held ball.
Held ball in the Rushi half court. Arrow favors New Bremen. After New Bremen down to her left at the free throw line, Chuck.
Made
two to cut the lead from 16 down to 14. Scheib hit a pair. It was 20. 14-point game. 28 seconds to go here in the third. 20 feet away with the ball, Carter Elking for New Bremen. Hands off to Cooper Scheib. Scheib to Bambauer. He pushes through the paint area. Contact foul committed by Rushi. Is it in the act of shooting? Yep. 18.7 to go in the third. New Bremen trying to sneak back into this game. Two foul shots here would trim it down to 12. Shot by Bambauer rattled in. 43-30. Keep in mind, it was 41-21 just 3 minutes ago. Second shot, Dylan Bambauer, 6'2 senior, New Bremen Cardinals. Couple of bounces on the way. It's on the front rim twice. No. Rebound tapped out off Francis. Ball given to New Bremen with 17.7 remaining. My goodness, a three ball here would cut it all the way down to 10. Playmaker Cooper Scheib, right of the rim on the baseline for the Cardinals. Lobs in, free throw stripe, Alex Holman. Head of the key now, back to the basket, 12 to play. Down inside to Bambauer, goes to work. Rushi with a double team and a held ball, Arrow Raiders. 9.6 to go here in the third. 43-30. in favor of Rushi. Good cover down that time by Shappy. They threw the ball in the post, and he did drop off his man, went down, doubled him, tied him up.
Yep, sure did. Might have prevented a field goal from Bambauer. He was backing down, getting in tight. Six to play in the third. Shappy on the arc, deep in the right corner. Goes baseline. In trouble, makes a pass into a thicket of players in the lane. New Bremen steals it, and the third quarter closes out. Rushi 43, New Bremen 30 after three here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Okay, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all of your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, as the basketball bounces right into my lap, that's Burke in Minster. The green energy choice, clean and efficient, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Got a scrap for a couple loose balls at midcourt. And out of the scrum with it comes Hayden Quinter. Flips it down the floor to Shappy for the Raiders. And he goes twisting and turning into the lane. A lot of contact and a foul. And Shappy gets two.
Braden Bonin looked over here after knocking that ball up into your lap. He smiled and goes, sorry.
Oh, did he really?
I went, you're okay.
Hayden Shappy, or I should say, Zane Shappy, Hayden Quinter, easy for me to say. 44-30, Rushi leads. Shappy makes one free throw, makes two free throws. And the lead expands to 15, 45-30 for Rushi. 7:42 to go in the fourth.
And that's three now in double figures for the Raiders.
Bambauer, top of the circle, goes to the elbow in the right, powers down inside. That's strong, up and good by Bambauer. 13-point game. Rushi attacks. Shappy top of the circle. Shappy 35 feet away. Gives it up to Quinter. Quinter hands off to Xavier Flippo. 30 feet out. Near side to Shappy. Fakes right. Goes left. Bounce pass right corner to Quinter. Left open. Bullseye. He's got a three-point land. Quinter zeroes in.
Well, New Bremen's had to go man now, and they're going to have trouble covering him.
Quickly, New Bremen counters. Baseline eight-footer Alex Holman got it.
48-point half going.
Way to go, Alex, for New Bremen. 14-point game. Rushi in the lead. 6:49 left here in the fourth. Good rotation by the Raiders. Open jump shot below the foul line for Quinter. Short, no good. Rebound New Bremen. Down to Ike. Ike in the left corner to Cooper Scheib. Behind the arc, missed it short. Rebound down to Shappy of the Raiders. Shappy to midcourt with 6:28 to go, and Rushi up 14. Picked up on the play by David Holman. Now Braden Monin, head of the key. Monin checked by Ike. Now to Shappy. Swivels into the lane. Loops it right corner. Braden Monin into the post to Flippo. Flippo back out on the play to Braden Monin. Baseline left. It's Quinter. Quinter tight ropes the boundary, pushed on the play by New Bremen. Common foul, three each way here in the second half. Been a pretty quick moving third and fourth quarters, only six fouls called.
Yeah, it's been a well-called basketball game.
Oh, yes, very good. Very good. Easier to call than that girls' game this afternoon.
Oh, and easier to call than that boys' game last night.
Yep, yep, yep. Agreed, agreed. Top of the circle, it is Cordonier. Finds Quinter posting up down low, hits him with a bullet, and Quinter scores. Banked it in. Here's New Bremen in backcourt. Cardinals may have muffed it. The officials confer. Should be Rushi possession, I think.
They got a coin out.
Cardinals dropped it out of bounds. Is it heads? Is it tails? Rushi possession. They looked at me, and I let the refs know, Chuck.
Yep, you said that even though I won the division, I still have to go to your place to play.
Oh, boy, the Bengals livid about the possibility of winning the division and going on the road in the playoffs.
I'm not a huge Bengals. I'm not a Bengals fan, but they're getting hosed.
50-34, Rushi up 16, 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. New Bremen missing Aiden Zeller, 6'5 junior, hurt last night. Tiemann was nicked up. He started the game tonight. He couldn't go after the first several minutes. Hayden Quinter has just hoisted in a long three for Rushi to stretch it back out to 19. Then a misplay by New Bremen. Steal by the Raiders. And then Rushi makes one too many passes. Stolen back by New Bremen's Ben Saylor. 5:26 to go in the game. Hand off to Alex Holman. Three-point shooter. Saylor lets it fly off the back iron. Volleyballed around. Strong rebound. Manpower is good. 53-36 Raiders. 5:11 to go in the fourth. Early start tonight. We apologize. Didn't expect it. In fact, a number of media people were very surprised. Ooh, right below us. And players go scrambling for a loose ball. And Dylan Bambauer banged into the metal bleachers right at my feet.
I wasn't sure what he hit. I think it was his shoulder. So that would have been his head.
That would have been better if it were a shoe.
Yeah, I think it was upper body.
Oh, boy. Been a rough and tumble game. New Bremen and Rushi have never played on the gridiron until tonight. 4:53 to go, fourth quarter. 17-point lead Raiders. Handling the basketball, Carter Elking, 25 feet out. Deals to Putoff. Putoff back to Ben Saylor. Good playing time tonight for 6'2 junior Keaton Putoff in off the bench for New Bremen. Saylor outside the arc on the left. Flips left corner Putoff. 4:28 to go in the game. Baseline left, back to the basket, Alex Holman. Skips it cross court to Elking in the corner. Down low on the right, shot powered up and made. Very well done on the play by the New Bremen Cardinals, Evan Eink. Difficult shot, suspended himself a little bit in midair, knocked it down, was fouled. Chance for an and one.
Took a bump, kept his eye on the rim, and made the basket.
4:18 to go in the fourth, 53-38 in favor of Rushi. Three-point chance for Eink. And Eink completes it. E-Y-I-N-T, Evan Eink. Three-point play for him to make it a 14-point game again, 53-39. Nearly a walk by Quinter. Hand off to Braden Monin. Foul line fadeaway, way short air ball. Rebound below the rim, Ben Saylor to Bremen. Here come the Cardinals right to left. Saylor veers off into the corner. Hits the trailer, Carter Elking. Extra pass down low on the right. Just one too many bounces, and it goes out of bounds to Rushi.
Yeah, you gave up a six-foot shot to try to get a four-foot shot.
Right. 3 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the game. 53-39, Rushi over New Bremen. On the floor now for the Raiders, we've got Chappie, Cordonier, Felix Francis in. Vince Borchers in backcourt. Quinter still on the hardwood. Carter Elking out there for New Bremen along with Putoff and Ben Saylor. We'll catch the other two. Here is Cordonier right in front. Shot fake, then a bump into the chest. Goes up and flips in that patented Braylon half hook from about 7 feet away.
Good job. You make the contact, feel the defense, go up, He is so strong.
Yep, textbook, 55-39, 16-point lead. Rushi, 3:18 to go, fourth quarter. New Bremen's got the ball straight away. Outside the arc on the right, it goes to Putoff. Down low to a cutter, barging in from the right baseline. Holman, no, but a foul against Rushi. Alex Holman gets two. 3:09 left in the fourth. Stay abreast of our scores. Broadcast.com website will update you tomorrow on our schedule next week. We'll have a couple of games for you. Martin Luther King Sunday. Got the event at Fort Loramie. Games all day, six of them. We'll highlight those for you in a moment. One free throw made, one missed for Alex Holman, who was smacked in the act of shooting. We had an out-of-bounds play near side. Chappie couldn't save it for Rushi as he went striding up into the second row. New Bremen possession, 55-40 Raiders, 3 minutes even left in the fourth. New Bremen not totally out of it, but you sense, Chuck, the clubs are playing out the string.
Well, 15 points with 3 minutes to go. Yeah, they're probably pretty much out of it.
Somewhat of an academic finish, I would think, here. Barreling of the rim, Cooper shot. Good defense on the play by Rushi. Shot short. Comes down to the Raiders. Borchers slices into the lane. Got away with a travel and then was hacked on the arm. And they might give him two shots to boot. Well, if you're Vince Borchers, you could not come out of that any better.
No, he was out of control, lost his balance, got fouled after traveling, and gets to shoot two free throws.
Right.
So, yes, it worked out perfectly.
Free throw, Borchers, got it. 2:39 left in the fourth, 56-40 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead was 20 for the Raiders at 41-21. That came with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Second shot by Borchers. Yep. Hits them both. 17-point spread, 57-40. 2.5 remaining in the game. Here's Bambauer, top of the circle. Ball popped in the air by Rushi. 2-on-1 break. Good feed. Winner, Francis, layup in. 59-40. You can chalk this one up. 19-point advantage. Here's a double team by Rushi and a foul out near the timeline. Raiders didn't need to do that.
Yeah, well, there's no. This ball just comes back in. Here's the kid standing there with an Aiden sitting jersey on him, and I noticed that none of the other kids will talk to him. So
that's an Aiden Hutchinson jersey.
Yes.
Michigan player.
Well,
playing in the NFL. Here's a long, high-arching three. Might have been the longest shot of the night by Ben Saylor. No good off the back rim. Long rebound to Gavin Schrader of New Bremen to Saylor. Straightaway Cooper shot. Has a crease in the lane. Missed it, but a foul against Rushi. Raiders arriving late. Goes against Borchers. A minute 58 to go. 59-40 in favor of Rushi.
We got Colby Monin in the game now for the Raiders.
Yep, Colby at 6'3 on the floor. Rushi with the win, advancing to 11-1. New Bremen a double weekend loss, 5-3 for the Cardinals. But I tell you what, New Bremen gets its basketball legs fully underneath and then gets healthy. You're right, Chuck. It's Zeller back, it's Thiemann back. Two key players missed tonight. Thiemann for most of the game, Zeller for all of it. 59-41. One free throw made, one missed by New Bremen. Quinter at the foul line. Down low to Monin, gets position, lays it up off the window. Good. 61-41. Rushi matches its biggest spread of the night. 25 feet away, it's Saylor. Saylor to put off. Now Gavin Schrader on the dribble. Left side of the floor, Ben Saylor. On top, Dylan Bambauer. He unleashes a three, air balls it out of bounds. Scratches his head a little bit. He's one of the better three-point shooters on this New Bremen team. Not on that one. 20-point lead, Rushi. Raiders have it. A minute 24 to go here in the fourth. Again, keep abreast of the scores. Broadcast.com website. We'll have the Rushi Fort Loramie girls for you next Thursday for sure. We'll update the broadcast schedule tomorrow. Monin in the post, 20-point game. Feeds opposite side of the lane to a teammate. It's York, goes up strong, hacked on the wrist, and Benjamin York will get two. 20-point advantage for Rushi. That matches the biggest of this game for the Raiders. So many thanks tonight to our Rushi area sponsors. Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 575 East Main. And we say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Mr. Fullenkamp and all of the staff and associates at Custom Foam. Free throws, Raiders.
Made them both.
Both of them
in York.
York nails each. 63-41, 22-point spread. Biggest of the night for Rushi. 56 seconds to go. Schrader pulls up with a runner on the left flank. Makes it. Nice 15-foot floater by Gavin Schrader. 63-43, Rushi, York foul line, hits a cutter, Fissinger, angling in from the right baseline, he's walloped on the shoulder, and Ross Fissinger will get two, 20-point spread, 63-43. Good bounce back by Rushi here tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit against the zone to start, but then they started kind of slicing it up. They played a nice game.
And then eventually, as you noted, New Bremen had to disregard the zone. When you're down double digits midway second half, you got to go man.
Yep.
Fissinger connects twice at the free throw line, and Rushi's lead has increased to 22. Biggest of the night, 65-43. Here's New Bremen's Bambauer, left corner. High, arching three-point shot off the rim, high in the air, out to Schrader. He lets go a 30-footer, missed wide left. New Bremen gets the long board again. 22 seconds to go in the game. 65-43, Rushi. Sliding down the lane, Schrader might have been grabbed. Foul committed, Jackson Grogene. 5'7", sophomore guard, very good JV player. He's got a fine career ahead of him.
He does. I've seen him grow about 4 inches over the summer. That would be my thing for him if I was his coach.
Right now, Chuck, pound for pound, inch for inch, he might be the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
Free throw up and in for New Bremen. Pumped home by Gavin Schrader. Second shot. No. Long rebound. Good screen off in the lane area by Rushi. Well done by Zeb Schulze, who's in. 6 foot sophomore forward. Tied up eventually. Arrow Raiders. 12.5 to go. 65-44. Backcourt. It's Jackson Grogene on the dribble. 7 left. He's at midcourt. Doubled up. Flips it to York. York almost over and back. Throws it behind him into the half court. Monin catches, and that's it. It is over. Rushi Raiders defeat New Bremen 65-44. Tight game for two quarters, and then a second half explosion for the Rushi Raiders. Wow. Rushi Chuck up 4 at the break. 24-18, I think, was the count.
Yep.
And a 41-point second half by Rushi to pull away and down New Bremen by 21 at 65-44. So this afternoon, Ottawa Glandorf defeats the Fort Loramie girls 53-48. And tonight, the Rushi boys tame the New Bremen Cardinals 65-44 with a big second-half bust-out. We'll return to wrap it up here in a few minutes. 65-44, Rushi over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We welcome you back here to New Bremen, where the Rushi Raiders broke open a close game at the half and blitzed their way to a 65-44 win over New Bremen. That final difference of 21, largest margin of the night. It was a good game through the first two quarters. Contest began to slip away from New Bremen a little bit late in the second, and it clearly did in the third in a big way. New Bremen had to leave the zone defense behind, go man, and actually Rushi torched it over much of the second half, Chuck.
Yeah, they scored 41 points in the second half.
Yep.
The individual scoring for New Bremen, only one player in double figures, that was Evan Ike. He had 11. On the other side, he will be my New Bremen Clancy player of the game. On the other side, 10 young men scored. They were led by Hayden Quinter with 19, 15 from Braden Mon, and he had a terrific game. They got 10 from Chappie. They got 9 from Cordonier. And my player of the game for Rushi is going to be Braden Mon. He had a really nice game.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, with the victory here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Rushi climbs to 11-1. Next game for New Bremen, or I should say for Rushi, is next Friday night against Fairlawn. And then after that, New Bremen in the Fort Loramie MLK, Rushi in the Fort Loramie. I'm getting my two clubs mixed up tonight. Rushi at 11-1 now, plays next Friday night against Fairlawn, and then next Sunday at 1:30 at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic, takes on Willard. That is a 1:30 tip on next Sunday at the Fort Loramie High School gym. Meanwhile, New Bremen now 5-3. Next contest for New Bremen next Friday night against Marion Local doesn't get any easier for the New Bremen Cardinals.
Hopefully Tiemann can come back, and I have no idea how badly Zeller's hurt, but they need those two young men.
They need that 6'5 for sure against Marion Local's height. Speaking of Marion Local plays in that Fort Loramie MLK Classic at 6 o'clock next Sunday against Springfield Shawnee. The entire slate is as follows. Anna versus Findlay Liberty Benton at noon at Fort Loramie next Sunday. Rushi against Willard at 1:30, as I noted. At 3 o'clock, St. Mary's versus Lexington. At 4:30, Fort Loramie, the host team against Yellow Springs. Marion Local, Springfield Shawnee at 6 o'clock. And the final game of the night next Sunday at Fort Loramie in the MLK Classic, Minster and Miami East. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update you on our schedule over the next 2 days for sure. A game next Thursday night, Fort Loramie, Rushi Girls. Other than that, a little uncertain about the schedule. We'll post it for you by late tomorrow afternoon. Big day here on Scores Broadcast. We apologize for the early finish tonight, early start. All of the media folks surprised. Do we have time, Chuck, to go down in Minster and complete the second half of Fort Loramie Minster?
We might, but I'm not.
A lot of fun here today. Fort Loramie put up a good fight. Second half, lost to Ottawa Glendore 53-48. Rushi knocks off New Bremen tonight. Great second half for the Raiders. Good comeback after the 12-point loss last night to Jackson Center. 65-44 triumph for Rushi this evening. Thanks so much to our online audience. You may not have joined us till second quarter, maybe not even till the third tonight because of our very early beginning. But thanks so much for tuning in via scoresbroadcast.com, the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night to you from here at New Bremen. Final tally, Rushi 65, New Bremen 44.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.